Dus ga zo zeggen, dus wat is de schaak, maar bij Jehudim zegt dat Jumma daf samach alef. Mishnah zegt dat geen behege, geen mezberg, we gulu. A brisa dashen is a psukum that discussed the kapara brought about by the Yom Kippur avoida. Pasuk says, v'chiper es migdash ha-kaidish refers to the kapara for tumma in the kodesh ha-kadoshim. Oil moed refers to the hegel. Mizbeach refers to the mizbeach. V'yechaper refers to the Azores. Ha-kehanim refers to the kehanim. Amakol refers to the Israelim. Yechaper refers to the Levim. The pasuk puts all these people together to teach that all received the kapara through the sar la-azazel for all other averes even beyond just tumma v'migdash. This is the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says that the par brings kapara for the kehanim and the goats bring a kapara for the rest of Klal Yisrael. A Braisa, Zakhmara Braisa says, based on the first puzzle quoted in the list, Braisa, that each set of blood applications is a standalone set. So if the blood were to spill before the completion of any set, new blood would be brought, and only that set needs to be repeated. But Rav Shimon says that he picks up with the blood from where he left off before spilling the old blood. All agree that once the application of the Mizbech are completed, if the blood were to spill, he does not need to bring a new blood just to pour on the side of the Atzah Mizbech. Rabbi Yechin explained that both sheet is dashed in the same pasuk. Midam chatas hakipurim achas bashana. Tanakama says this means that there may only be one chatas per sprinkling segment, meaning the entire segment must come from the blood of one animal. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon say it means that no sprinkling may be repeated, which is why he picks up the sprinkling process at the place where he was up to when the blood spilled. We find that Rabbi Meir, which is a Tanakama, the above Braisa, and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon have the same machlekas with regard to the oil on the Metzayrus Taharas process, meaning sprinkling towards the Hechel, placing the oil on the Metzayrus thumbs, and placing the oil on the his head. So if the oil that he was using for this spilled at some point in the process, Rav Meir says he has to bring more oil and repeat the segment that was being done. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon say that the process is picked up with the new oil at the place in the segment that he was up to before the oil spilled. However, all agree in the case of the oil that if the oil is split after the application to the thumbs, he does not have to bring more oil just to put on the head. That segment is not ma'akiv. The Gemara explains this, that segment of placing the oil on the head is not a ma'akiv because the pasuk refers to the oil for that segment as the remainder of the remainder. Rabbi Yochanan said, if the Asham required to be brought by the Mitzvah is shechted by the Kohen, not for the sake of an Asham, in which case the Mitzvah can't fulfill his obligation with it, according to Rameh, who says the earlier Avodah is in the segment that totally disregarded if something goes wrong, he can bring a new Asham, because the previous Shechita is totally disregarded. However, according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, what was previously done in the segment is never fully disregarded. Therefore, in this case, he may not bring another Asham, because the previous Shechita is not disregarded, and the Pasuk teaches that he may not bring two Ashamos. Rav Chista asked, the Pasuk regarding the Asham says, Oisai, which teaches that only one usher may be brought, even according to Rav Meir. How can you say you can bring another one? Kasha, this remains a kasha. The Gemara says, the Braisa says, and the Braisa says, if the Asham is brought not for its sake, or if the blood was not placed on the thumbs, it should be brought on the Mizbech as a carbon, but the Metzora needs another Asham to fulfill his obligation. Rechitza said, the Braisa means that he has to bring another Asham, but he can't do so, and therefore he's stuck without a Tahara. In fact, would a Braisa say something that says something like that, that it has to be brought, but it means that since it can't be brought, the person is stuck? Mercy, yeah, we find that a Braisa brings machlaikis regarding a bald mitzvah, part of the mitzvah is the hiring process, as the hair has to be shaved over the razor. Beisham may say he must be shaved with a razor, and Beisil say that this bald person does not have to be shaved. Ravina explains that Beisham may say he has to be shaved, but since he can't, because he has no hair, he's stuck. Rav Pedas argues and explains that Beisham means they simply pass a razor over the place where hair normally is, even though he has no hair, and that acts as the shaving process for his tahara process. Zoch Demar Braisa says, the pasuk regarding the Asham says, V'lokach midam ha-Asham. We would think that blood should be taken in a keli. The pasuk therefore says, V'nosan, which teaches that just as the placing of the blood is done with the hand of the kohen, so too the taking of the blood is also done with the hand of the kohen. We would think that the blood is to be offered on the Mizbeach, should also be taken by the hand of the kohen. The pasuk therefore says, Kechatas ka-Asham hu. The teacher, just like a chatas needs a keli, the Asham also does. The result is that two kehanim are needed to catch the blood of this Asham. One catches it in his hand and applies it to the Mitzvah, and the other catches it in a keli and brings that to the Mizbeach. Zok the Gemara Braisa says, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say, if because the blood spilled there ends up being multiple animals for the pyre and the sa'ir of Yom Kippur, each of these animals must be taken out to be burned at the Beis HaDoshan and make tameh the clothing of the kohanim who carry it, as is the case when there is only one pyre and goat that was used. But here it would apply to all the different animals that were used. Acham say only the final pyre and the final goat used need to be so burned outside by the Beis HaDoshan, and only those animals when carried out would make the person's clothing tameh. Zakhimar, based on the fact that any additional goat to be shechted would need an additional goat to also be sent to be part of a new Goyrel, so there may be a number of goats that are designated to be sent to the Azazel. So Rava, based on that, Rava asked Rav Nachman, are all these goats sent to the Azazel? He said, what do you think? We send a whole herd of animals out to the Azazel? So Rava asked, do we ever find that the whole herd is need to be, a whole herd of animals need to be burned? And yet we just said before that they all have to be burned, all the goats that are, the backup goats and things like that are shechted. Rav Nachman said, by the goat to be sent to the Azazel, the pasuk says, Oisa, which means is only to be one. Rav Papi, in the name of Rava, said, when there end up being multiple goats, the first goat was the one that would be sent to the Azazel. Rav Simi, in the name of Rava, said, it's the last goat that is the one that's sent to the Azazel. In fact, Rav Simi holds that the one with which the Avodah was completed is sent. That's, we understand that. What does our puppy hold? Where it says he holds like Rabbi Yossi, that the ideal mitzvah is to be performed with the first one. We find that Rabbi Yossi says this when one lost his Pesach and designated a second, but then found the first. He says if they're of equal quality, you should always use the first ones. You see, there's a special thing in using the first, and that's what our puppy holds as well. Hadnalach perek hoitziuloi.